Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 90, Room Service. You're listening to English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 90. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Before we get to today's podcast, a few important announcements. First is our 100th show is coming up in just 10 shows from now. And we are going to be doing a couple of things to celebrate our 100th show. And one of the things we are going to do is to have a special or bonus podcast where you have a chance to ask us some questions about English. If you have a question about a word or a phrase, maybe an expression that you've never quite understood and you want to ask us to explain it, we're going to give you that chance. Just send us an email at eslpod@eslpod.com. That's eslpod@eslpod.com, and tell us your first name and at least and your city and state, and we will try to answer as many of those as we can by putting out a special question and answer podcast sometime around our 100th show. I will not be able to answer everyone's questions, especially if I get a lot of email, but we will try to answer as many as we can. This is a little experiment. If you like it, if you like the question and answer type of podcast, we may put some more of that into our regular podcast or perhaps do a separate podcast like that. But email us your questions, and we'll try to answer those in our special or bonus podcast sometime in the next week. We'll also be celebrating our 100th show by releasing many of our previous or past podcasts, and that will be happening soon. So keep listening this week for more information about that. Now let's get started. Today's podcast is about room service in a hotel. Let's eat. I was staying at a nice resort hotel in Arizona on a short vacation. I had been out on the golf course playing a round of golf. When I got back into the room, I was feeling pretty hungry. I was meeting some friends for a late dinner around 8:30. I wanted a snack. I took a look at the room service menu and called their number.
Room service, what would you like to order?
Hi, I'm in room 1201, and I'd like an order of the calamari and a slice of cheesecake.
Do you want the calamari appetizer or the entree?
I'd like the appetizer.
Anything to drink?
A Diet Coke. About how long will that take?
It'll be about 30 minutes.
Okay, thanks. There was a knock on my door about a half hour later. Who is it?
Room service. Hi, where would you like me to put the tray?
On the desk would be fine.
The total is $16.75.
Oh, that's higher than I expected.
There's a 12% service charge for room service, and there's also the usual food tax.
Oh, I see. Can I charge it to the room?
Sure. Just fill in the total here, write in your room number, and sign at the bottom.
Okay. There you go. Thanks.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
The calamari and the cheesecake really hit the spot. In this podcast, we are on a short vacation in Arizona, the state next to California, one of the states next to California. Very dry, lots of desert. Anyway, we are in a nice resort hotel. A resort hotel, or simply a resort, is a hotel that has other services, such as a golf course, maybe a spa where you can get a massage and so forth. More luxurious, more expensive hotels sometimes are resorts. And the idea is that you can go and spend your whole vacation and you would have plenty of things to do at the hotel. The golf course is where you play the game of golf, where you hit a little white ball with a stick. And the golf course is the place where golf is played. That's C-O-U-R-S-E, course. And a game of golf can be called either a game of golf or a round of golf. A round of golf means that you are playing either 9 holes, because in golf you have a possible 18 holes. You hit the ball from one hole to the other. You can play 9 holes or 18 holes. And a round of golf could be either one of those. I said I was meeting some friends for a late dinner at around 8:30, but I wanted a snack. And a snack, S-N-A-C-K, is a small amount of food, usually between meals. So you have breakfast at 8 in the morning. You might have a snack, say an apple or a banana, at 10 o'clock. And then if you're working in the United States, you would have lunch around noon. If you want to get food at a hotel and you want the food delivered to you, you call room service. Room service, 2 words, is the name that we give that service in a hotel that delivers you food from their restaurant or their kitchen. So I call room service, and the first thing I do is say I'm in room 1201, and I'd like an order of calamari and a slice of cheesecake. The expression "I'd like an order of" is how you say I want to have one plate or one dish of that particular food. Notice also that we say I want an order of the calamari. You could also say I want an order of calamari. It means the same. Calamari, C-A-L-A-M-A-R-I, is squid. Squid, S-Q-U-I-D, is a type of seafood. It's a small, what's called a mollusk in English, M-O-L-L-U-S-K, and it's a type of seafood. And you fry it up in oil and you get calamari. I also wanted a slice of cheesecake. A slice of cake is a piece of cake. We often use that for anything where you can cut up, like a slice of pie, a slice of cake, even a slice of bread. When you have a big loaf of bread and you cut it up into small slices or pieces. Cheesecake is a very rich dessert that has cream and soft cheese and a what we call a crust, C-R-U-S-T. That's what's on the bottom and the side. That's the crust of the cheesecake. I happen to love cheesecake, but it can make you a little overweight, so you have to be careful. don't eat too much cheesecake. The woman asks me if I wanted the calamari appetizer or the entree. An appetizer is the first course, what you have before your main course, and that main course is called the entree, E-N-T-R-E-E. Another one of the French words that we've borrowed in English. And the entree is your main course, your main dish. And I said I wanted the appetizer. In fact, I said I'd like the appetizer, meaning I want the appetizer or smaller size of calamari, not the entree. The woman then asked if I wanted anything to drink. She said simply, anything to drink, which is just a short version of would you like anything to drink? I ordered a Diet Coke, and then I asked, about how long will that take? Meaning, how much time do I have to wait for my food? How long will it take? When we say, how long will it take, you can use that about any amount of time. For example, your brother needs to go to the store, and he asks you to drive him. And you say, well, how long will that take? Meaning, how much time is that going to take me? The woman comes back with my food, and she knocks on the door, and I say, who is it? That's what we would say when someone knocks on your door and you don't know who it is. Who is it? You're asking them to identify themselves. She comes in, she gives me the food, and the price or the total is more than I thought it was going to be. And I say that was higher than I expected, meaning it was cost more than I thought it would. And the woman from room service says that there's a 12% service charge. A service charge is what a hotel will charge you for bringing that food up to your room. So there's the price of the food, and then there's the price of the service. It's kind of like a tip, but usually at American hotels, people add a dollar or two after the service charge, though you don't have to do that. I asked the woman if I can charge it to the room. When you charge something to your room in a hotel, what you're saying is that you want this to go on your bill, and you will pay for everything when you leave or check out of the hotel. And it's pretty common if you eat room service or in the restaurant of a hotel, you can ask to put something on your bill. The woman says, of course, asked me to write my name and my room number so that they can find my bill at the front desk of the hotel. And after she leaves, I say that the cheesecake and calamari really hit the spot. When we say something hits the spot, we mean that the food really was very satisfying, and I am no longer hungry. That hit the spot. I really felt like it, and I ate it, and now I'm not hungry anymore. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a native rate of speech. I was staying at a nice resort hotel in Arizona on a short vacation. I had been out on the golf course playing a round of golf. When I got back into the room, I was feeling pretty hungry. I was meeting some of my friends for a late dinner around 8:30. I wanted a snack. I took a look at the room service menu and called their number.
Room service? What would you like to order?
Hi, I'm in room 1201, and I'd like an order of the calamari and a slice of cheesecake.
Do you want the calamari appetizer or the entree?
I'd like the appetizer.
Anything to drink?
A Diet Coke. About how long will that take?
It'll be about 30 minutes.
Okay, thanks. There was a knock on my door about a half hour later. Who is it?
Room service. Hi, where would you like me to put the tray?
On the desk would be fine.
The total is $16.75.
Oh, that's higher than I expected.
There's a 12% service charge for room service, and there's also the usual food tax.
Oh, I see. Can I charge it to the room?
Sure. Just fill in the total here, write in your room number, and sign at the bottom.
Okay, there you go. Thanks.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
The calamari and the cheesecake really hit the spot. Remember to visit our website at www.eslpod.com for the scripts of this podcast and for information about our other podcasts. And again, we're going to ask you or remind you to email us some questions. They can be about the podcast topics. Maybe there's a word or phrase that I didn't explain and you want me to explain, or it can just be something you saw in a book or heard on television in English and you want a little more explanation. So email us at eslpod@eslpod.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.